All right, time to get disturbing.
Keith Barry is here. It's always disturbing when Keith Barry is here. And he walked in during the ad break and he said, I'm doing an experiment. Think, oh, there we go. We're straight into the disturbing. So the experiment is on Keith Barry's Instagram account. He has requested that anybody who follows him, or you just go at Keith Barry and find him on Instagram, comment a random word.
Yeah, so I just put up a post about an hour ago, said, comment a random word. And just so that Anton knows that it's not just like all of my friends there commenting, I want people listening right now to go onto my Instagram page, which is at Keith Barry, and comment a random word on my latest post. And we're going to use that for an experiment before we finish up the interview.
Give me
an experiment with you.
How long does the experiment take? Just so I know for time.
The experiment, not long, like 2 minutes maybe.
Now, if you want to see Keith Barry, because there was a period where Keith Barry was being kept, like all of us, in his wardrobe and having to do things virtually. Thankfully, he is back out on tour. If you want to see him on the 7th of September, he's in the Glen Eagle INEC Arena in Killarney. He's then heading from the Glen Eagle to the 21st of September in the TLT Theatre in Drogheda. And from then, Galway, Castle Bar, the Wexford Spiegel Tent. On 26th of October, he is in the University Concert Hall in Limerick. If you haven't seen him live, it is well worth giving it a shot. Because you are so busy with the corporate stuff that it is rare that we get to see you in amongst us plebeians.
Yeah, the only time I ever see you is at corporate events. So I'm not the only one out there doing...
You get much better ones, though. You got one that I didn't know. You did an NFL corporate gig.
Yeah, now listen.
That has to be pretty cool.
I'm gonna say something. Technically, I'm NDA'd. I'm not supposed to talk about this. But you know what? We're amongst friends, and I don't think they're listening to the news talk. So
you never know. There's a lot of football fans in at the minute. There might be
something. We'll see what happens. But so I got this email through my website not that long ago. Like, I'm going to say like 5 weeks ago. And it was from the NFL. And it was basically, can you go to Canton, Ohio in 2 weeks? So a real short lead time. Can you go in 2 weeks for Dwight Freeney's inauguration into the Hall of Fame? So he played with a number of different clubs, but mainly the Colts, the Indianapolis Colts. And then 2 weeks later, I randomly found myself in Ohio at this... you have to understand, like, he's like a superstar, right? He's in the Hall of Fame. But it wasn't just him. Here's the funny part about this, right? So I walked in. It was this huge tent on in a vineyard. I'm not joking. Like, this is not a word of lie.
Ohio.
Yeah. But there's like a SWAT team there because everybody there was a celebrity, right? So there's a full SWAT team outside, machine guns. Like, the whole thing is going on, right? I'm kind of standing there going, like, this. Like, you have to understand. Like, I've ended up in weird scenarios before, but at the end of the day, right, I'm still like this blackguard from Waterford, and I'm standing there pinching myself going, this is mad. And I'm not really supposed to take any photographs, and I kind of took a few sneaky ones. And ultimately, anyway, I didn't know any of these celebrities. This is the mad thing. It's like 350 people, but because they're all from kind of the NFL world and kind of the rapping world, I didn't really know any of them. I was just guessing based on the amount of jewellery that was hanging off their neck, like what kind of celebrity they were. So anyway, I stood up, did a stand-up performance, and at the end of my stand-up performance, there's this big kind of drone show outside, and I went outside, and after the drone show, anyway, I was asked to do some kind of walk around mentalism and mind reading, so that was fine. And I was going around, but I could see this kind of kerfuffle going on, right? And I was like, what's going on here now? And I looked over and there's like 50 people trying to get at someone. And I noticed it was Michael Jordan, right? So Michael Jordan, it turns out, is Dwight Freeney's best friend. And I thought, well, I have to get at him now and I have to try and hack his brain, right? But it was really kind of hard to get through. Like, there's a lot of security around. I spotted them, right? There was a lot of like hidden security guards, like as in cops around the place as well. They were mingling through. You could spot them because A, they weren't drinking, and B, they were, of a certain
talking into their wrists,
a certain demographic, and in suits.
Shaved head white guys.
Suits. Yeah, exactly. You said it, not me. So it was so weird. It was surreal. Anyway, I tried to get at Michael Jordan is the point. So I was kind of going through. And the next minute, I noticed that there was two bodyguards next to him. So I just said to his bodyguard, hey, listen, I'm the mentalist. I'm going around. I was just on stage. I just wanted to show Michael something. And the guy just said, no. And I was like, no, I just want to show him something. He's like, no. And he started to reach into his pants. And he was like, in my mind, my guess might be that he was holding something down his pants and kind of just telling me, listen, dude, I'm in charge of the show here. You're not. So anyway, I never got to do anything for Michael Jordan as much and all as I tried.
Do you never get intimidated by that? Because I assume at gigs you will find celebrities, either international or domestic, a la George. Do you never think, oh, a lot of pressure, that's X?
Yeah, the pressure for me is to try and get at him. And I'm not joking.
But you don't get intimidated by
I got intimidated by his bodyguard. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, his bodyguard, like, there were so much guns going on around this place, right? If one person just made a wrong move, who knows what would happen? Of course, nothing happened. But I do get intimidated. Like, I've been around guns a lot in the States. I've had a gun pulled on me, incidentally, in LA one time, long time ago. So I'm kind of nervous when there's guns around, because I had one pulled on me one time in LA, which is a whole other story.
Was it Houdini or somebody who accidentally got shot at one of his shows? Wasn't there?
No, he didn't get shot. But yeah, there was. There was a book written. 13 have died. So when that book was written, 13 magicians had died from the bullet catch trick. Documented. And actually, since then, more. So I remember years ago, in 2003, of all times, I decided to do the bullet catch. And I rang the guy who wrote the book, 13 have died, to ask his advice on it. And he just said, don't do it. I have no other advice. And he was the expert in the world, like on method and everything. And he's like, don't do it. Because it is known as kind of the black trick of magic, where things can go wrong. And look, I even had a great conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, Jonathan Goodwin. And he was on America's Got Talent kind of 2 years ago, maybe. And he's known as the daredevil. He's an escapologist. Fantastic person, fantastic brain. But it went wrong on him and he's in a wheelchair now. So these things can always go wrong. Like, they have the ability to go wrong. So I've been lucky so far, touch wood, you know.
I'm told there are a lot of random words on your Instagram.
Okay, do you want to have a look?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Okay, let's have a look on the
It always ends up lingering with me for years afterwards.
Well, we're going to have a game of word disassociation, right? So you know about word association.
I do.
If you play word association, I say apple, you say orange. We're going to have a game of word disassociation.
Okay.
It'll make sense in a moment. So right now we've got, as far as I can see, 146 comments. And you can scroll down through the comments there, right?
And I like having your phone. Can I go through your messages?
You can. Well, okay. We could use your Instagram, but you don't have one. So you'd have to use my phone.
You fancy followers. Some of these are high end. Somebody whipped out the thesaurus on this one.
So read out a few of them. And if there's
foil,
any
known, say banana.
Yeah.
Moat. Windy. Tired. Landini.
Oh, there's my Ring doorbell.
First at your front door. Do you want to know who it is? Shazam. Walrus.
Okay,
Hooch.
So that's enough, right? So, well, but here's the idea. The experiment is...
DeLorean! Somebody was paying attention.
I was listening to that on the main action. So here's the interesting experiment, right? I've got a folded up index card here. It's got my initials on the outside. You're going to name out loud three of the words, but three words that are not associated with each other. We're going to write them down on the index card, right?
Okay.
And but now, from this moment onwards, do not allow me to influence you, okay? So name out loud a word from the Instagram.
Bananarama.
Bananarama. God, I haven't heard of them in years. Bananarama. And another one?
Inseparable.
Inseparable. He's going for these really long words, of course. Inseparable. Yeah, another one?
Soap.
Say again?
Soap.
Soap. Okay. So Bananarama, Inseparable. Interesting. Okay, so now I want you to come up with a random word that has nothing to do. Now, this is important, right? That has nothing to do with Bananarama, Inseparable, or soap. So okay. A random word, and I want you to write it down on the final kind of spot there.
Okay.
And then fold it up so my initials are back.
Can I cover this?
Oh, yeah, I'll look away.
I'm cupping my hand over this because I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Okay. Oh, no, you're right. Don't trust him. Fold it up so my initials are on the outside.
Got it.
Okay, and use your pen, and I want you to put your own initials on the outside here. Put your own initials on the outside. Okay, and then fold it up a couple of more times just so I can't see it.
How much I can fold it up.
Okay, so what was it? Bananarama.
Yep.
Soap.
Yeah.
And Inseparable?
Correct.
Okay. So look at me. So I'm seeing right now Bananarama. And when I see Bananarama, I see them taking a bar of soap and kind of washing themselves. Now, when I see that, I see the three of them being, or the four of them being inseparable from each other. Now, when I see them doing that, I see them walking over to what I believe. Yeah. Can I borrow your pen for a second?
Yes, you may.
Okay, good. And just a sheet of paper real quick. Any of the sheets of paper?
Yeah,
because I see them walking over into the kitchen. I don't know what that is. And
I hate you.
Okay, and I see them walking over to the kitchen, and I see them doing something with tea or something. I'm not so sure what this means, but this could be wrong, but name out loud, what was your word?
It was kettle. Oh, you suck. Unsurprisingly, he got it. That really annoys me. Every time you do that, I think, okay, this is the one. I'm going to come up with something so obscure he's never going to get. You're really disturbing. Really unsettling. If you want to see Keith be unsettling in real life, Glen Eagle is where he's going to be in the INEC Arena on 7th of September. He's then heading to the TLT Theatre in Drogheda on the 21st of September. And then he is touring all the way around Galway, Castlebar, Wexford. And he's finishing up 26th of October in the University Concert Hall. And genuinely, you're unsettling.
And Anton now has my phone. That's the most.
Well, can I have my phone back? Who's looking at your door? Ring doorbell. You're so fancy. Big.